The record just keeps spinning here on KUOW. Seattle writer Karen Finifrock is best known for her poetry and performance, but her latest effort is a novel for young adults. Finifrock's second work of fiction in the young adult genre is about a girl named Starbird Murphy. Starbird has grown up in what is essentially a cult-like commune. She moves to Seattle and enrolls in public school. The book follows her through a year of her life. I was curious to know what Karen Finifrock was like when she was a young adult.
I, of course, fell in love with reading when I was a young adult. In fact, I'm rereading my favorite book from childhood right now.
What was that?
The Once and Future King by T.H. White. And it's taking me back to that time when I fell in love with reading. I was one of those kids who, I didn't really get in trouble. I was a very well-behaved child. But my mother came to me one day and said, "Your father and I are very concerned. We think you spend too much time reading." So that gives you a character sketch of me as a child. Read all the time, fell in love with reading then. And it wasn't until I had a tragedy in the family, my sister passed away at a young age, that I found I was no longer able to read fiction written for adults. I found that I was feeling too tender-hearted, and it was just too much. So I started rereading the books that I had grown up on. And that's when I fell in love again for the second time with young adult literature.
There are people who find adults who read young adult fiction slumming. There's some insulting writing that's gone out about that. What's your response when people say, you know, "God, that's so simplistic. Why do you have your nose in this book that's meant for a 15-year-old?
First of all, I think insulting other readers is so silly. It's like insulting someone's musical taste or, you know, what color they painted their walls. It strikes me as an odd sort of an insult, mostly, I think, intended to gain hits on the internet, I think.
titillating, and that's it.
Titillating. A titillating title that, doesn't strike me as really having very much value. I think people should read everything. I read everything. And in addition, I do think that there are so many wonderful young adult novels. That's what's really, I think, shocking to me. I sort of wish that I could provide a list of books that I think I would like to hear that author comment on. specifically, I'm thinking of the one in Slate. And, she chose very popular young adult books to comment on. And that's fine. You know, I like personally the books that she chose. But, she was commenting on very popular fiction. And if you look at popular fiction for adults right now, I think she could make a lot of the same claims. She wasn't necessarily talking about award-winning fiction or about, you know, what we consider some of the greats of the genre.
I'm speaking with Karen Finifrock, and her second novel for young adults is called Starbird Murphy on the Outside. But a lot of people might not know you for this fiction at all. They might know you because you're a poet.
That's right.
A published poet. You're a spoken word poet. You're very active in that community. And I know they're both writing and they both involve words, but what else connects those two genres of literature for you?
Well, poetry is where I learned how to be a writer and where I fell in love with writing and gained a writing community, all things that I think most people need to be successful as a writer. I fell in love with the way words go together before I fell in love with story. Which may sound strange because story sometimes, of course, features in poetry. But there's a certain musicality to language in a poem that is not the same as constructing a full, you know, character arc or story like one would in a novel.
But if you have that love for the musicality of the words, how do you translate that into prose, full-on prose, and not a prose poem?
I spent 6 years figuring that out in my first novel, and it was not easy. I struggled a lot. You know, I'm one of those people who just sort of thought, how hard can it be? And sat down and opened up my laptop and wrote chapter one, and it turned out it was harder than I thought.
Well, in fact, I think the protagonist of that first young adult novel, which I have yet to read, is a poet.
That's correct.
So is that your attempt to sort of bridge those two worlds?
That was my attempt to bridge those worlds. And also because I'm a teaching artist as well, I teach at Richard Hugo House and I teach through the Writers in the Schools program. So I am constantly working with teens who are poets. And I know the richness and depth of teenage poets. And I really kind of fell in love with the idea of that character, a character who could not only tell us her story through narrative, but also through her poems.
Starbird doesn't have any poems in this novel. No poems. But I'm wondering if you use those students of yours or as readers or as sources of inspiration, perhaps, for how not that you're not close to teenagerhood, but how a teenager might behave.
Oh, absolutely. I am half teacher, half spy at all times. I don't actually use any of my students as readers, but I am certainly thinking about the outfits they're wearing, what they're talking about with each other, what they care about, you know, what they're writing about. And that is a constant inspiration.
Do those students give you feedback? And what kind?
Only after the book comes out. And those are my favorite bits of feedback to get. Is actually meeting teenage readers or getting notes from teenage readers is the greatest joy as an author. And, you know, the way that they're reading is so different. I think they're not necessarily writing to you to comment on, you know, your craft. They are writing to you about what touched them. And those are the best letters.
Do you ever think about writing fiction for adults, not young adults?
I've thought about it, but I think I'm still in love with this genre right now. I love reading this genre, and I love writing it.
How does it affect the poetry you write?
That's been tough. To be honest, I sometimes feel that my inner fiction writer and my inner poet are battling it out for my artistic time. I've still managed to keep writing poems, but it's difficult to be as prolific in both.
Do you like one? I mean, is this like a case of I love both my children equally, that you love both crafts, or are you, it sounds like you're leaning more towards the young adult fiction.
What a great metaphor, both of my children equally. Yeah, I'm struggling to give enough time to my poetry child, but I was just one of three editors for a new poetry collection, which is called Courage, Daring Poems for Gutsy Girls. And that was my attempt to bridge both of those worlds by editing a poetry anthology that is intended for teenage girls. So I'm also sort of driving my poetic career in some ways toward teen readers.
So both of us and our producer Arwen Nix were little bookworms I'm still a bookworm, I confess it. What advice would you have for parents who are worried about that their kids are spending too much time inside some pages or some ebook?
You know, it was actually a great thing when my mom came and said that to me. It just showed how much she was paying attention to me and how I was spending my time. And we started going on a lot of family walks after that, which I enjoyed. And I got to talk about books with them, which I also enjoyed. So I think those are some great recommendations.
What about parents who can't get their kids to read? Because there's a lot of those, too.
You know what I think is a fun idea is saying to your kids, I will get you any book you want. And whether that means buying it for you or getting it from the library, you know, I've heard a lot of teachers and librarians say, don't worry too much about the age appropriateness of a book for your children. Ask them what they want to read and get them what they want to read.
Even if it's Captain Underpants.
Even if it's Captain Underpants. It's a
Seattle writer Karen Finney-Frock, her second young adult novel is called Starbird Murphy and the World Outside.